This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Organizing committees are the heart of organizing. In Oakland, we had the sixth and final regional ACORN and Anthropocene Alliance training with about 10 people drawn from groups across the Bay Area. In the early afternoon, I was lay at the elements of an ACORN organizing drive in a community, particularly stressing the critical importance of the organizing committee. Local residents who put their sweat equity into the home business and preparations for launching the organization. Once we finished the outline of the building blocks in the drive, I underline that we use many of the same techniques in tenant and workplace union organizing because a strong and effective organizing committee is a universality in membership-based organizing methodology. All of which meant that it came as no surprise to start hearing in the post-mortem on the UAW's heartbreaking representation election loss at the Mercedes plant in Alabama that once again the fatal flaw was the relative weakness of the organizing committee. Following their historic victory at the Volkswagen facility in Chattanooga, organizers seemed to have drunk their own Kool-Aid, feeling they had the momentum to win if they could keep on rolling. They had good reasons to take the bet. Hundreds of workers had signed up at Mercedes and other plants in the wake of the Tennessee victory, so organizers rightly wanted to keep the drive alive. As soon as I started reading the talk about hot shop summer here and there in union-friendly papers and emails, I started worrying. Statistically, unions lose the majority of hot shop elections because the heat doesn't equal real traction across a workplace. This can be especially fatal in large elections. UAW local leaders are now admitting they went heavy on social media and new tech tricks and lighter on building and managing the organizing committee successfully. Many of the authorization cards, it now turns out, were signed using QR codes, which are acceptable under new, more modern election rules of the NLRB. The problem is not that the QR signees are not indicative of a strong showing of interest and support for the union, but that direct authorization signing by co-workers or organizers embeds inoculation into the process against the likely company campaign. Perhaps a strong organizing committee and follow-up on tech support could have offset this problem, but a weaker shop floor committee would have been at a disadvantage in an aggressive company campaign. A lot of the reported company campaigns seem classic. Removing the old manager and inserting a new one is textbook. Using that and other corporate moves in a give-us-another-chance campaign is almost too common. Private backroom meetings targeted at persuadable middle-of-the-road workers is also very old-school union avoidance strategy. Momentum is important. UAW is likely right to take their best shot. I'm not throwing rocks. I've done the same thing seeking to capitalize on early wins so that later targets would fall like dominoes. Unfortunately, I've been burned more often than not using that strategy and tactics. Social media and new tech are once again proving themselves to be great communication tools, but weak substitutes for direct, person-to-person organizing methodologies. The tech slogan may be move quickly and break things, but in organizing it still seems to be move quickly and lose things. Luckily for the workers and the rest of us, the UAW understands that you only really lose when you quit organizing. I would bet on them winning at Mercedes the next time around because management with a second chance is just going to be the old song with a slightly newer verse. Good contacts, good contracts, and election wins somewhere else don't move workers on their own jobs where the risks are more real than possible rewards. These are hard lessons, but they continue to be taught to us over and over again. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.